Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jeff Fry. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Reggie Jefferson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Stanley. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Lee Tinsley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Wakefield. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Kevin Tapani. And now, play ball. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fry hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Martinez. Fry reaches second base with a double. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fry moves to third. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Fry scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Canseco takes first base on ball four. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nehring hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips moves to third. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn throws to second for one, and Valentin throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Phillips scores. Ventura moves to second. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ventura scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Ron Carcoviche batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jefferson strikes out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wakefield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to second. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guillen scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Martinez. The throw from Stanley and he is safe. Martinez steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Tinsley hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tinsley moves to third. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fry moves to second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin strikes out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tinsley tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Canseco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Wakefield covering, for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tartabull is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. The ball gets by Stanley for a passed ball. Baines moves to third. Karkovice moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Jefferson. Durham reaches second base with a double. Baines scores. Karkovice scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring hits a line drive into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Martinez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Ventura moves to second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tinsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tinsley hits a line drive into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Phillips. The throw from Stanley and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0-for-2 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into left field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jefferson strikes out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to third. Two outs. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tinsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tinsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Karkoviche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Karkoviche hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Fry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fry is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Fry takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a line drive into left field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Ventura moves to second. It's 8-2, White Sox. Darren Lewis pinch runs for Danny Tartabull. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Karkoviche is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Karkoviche hits a pop-up towards third. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, And the Red Sox too. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Dave Martinez now playing right field. Larry Thomas now pitching. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0-for-3 in the game. Nehring hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Malavi pinch hits for Reggie Jefferson. Jose Malavi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Malavi hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.